Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
D60, Shashtiamsha Principles, Kalagni. Kalagni, meaning time's fire, symbolizes the soul's karmic engagement with profound, all-consuming transformation, the final fire that purifies, dissolves, and renews. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a destiny marked by radical endings, irreversible change, and the fierce spiritual cleansing that only total destruction can bring. Kalagni represents not mere change, but the cosmic fire of dissolution, where time itself acts as the devourer, ensuring nothing impure or outdated remains. The nature of Kalagni imparts qualities of extreme intensity, fearless confrontation with death and endings, and the profound capacity for rebirth through complete surrender. Individuals with planets placed in Kalagni are often called to undergo or catalyze powerful cycles of destruction and regeneration, both internally and externally. Their lives are rarely smooth or linear. They are shaped by periods of total upheaval, forcing them to shed old identities and attachments so that a truer, more essential self may emerge. Talent-wise, Kalagni natives possess remarkable courage, resilience, and an intuitive understanding of life's deeper, often hidden cycles. They excel in fields where transformation is key: crisis management, psychotherapy, surgery, spiritual teaching, restructuring industries, or any work that involves helping others through major transitions. Their strength lies in their ability to stand amid devastation without losing their center, guiding themselves and others toward renewal. Professionally, individuals influenced by Kalagni thrive in roles connected to deep healing, transformational leadership, destruction of corruption, and profound reform. They may be found in careers involving intense change, such as emergency medicine, disaster relief, spiritual mentorship, or revolutionary innovation. Their path is not to maintain the status quo, but to burn away decay so that new, authentic growth can flourish. Challenges for Kalagni natives include the risk of self-destruction, excessive intensity, alienation due to their relentless nature, or despair if renewal seems slow to follow destruction. They may struggle with attachment to control, resistance to cycles of loss, or inner rage if the forces of change feel overwhelming. Learning to trust the regenerative power of the fires they ignite, both within and without, is essential for their balance and ultimate fulfillment. The archetypal resonance of Kalagni aligns with the Destroyer, the Phoenix, and the Sacred Fire archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes figures like Shiva in his cosmic dance of dissolution, or the purifying fires of the apocalypse that clear the way for a new creation. Psychologically, Kalagni represents the soul's confrontation with endings as the necessary precursor to true rebirth, embodying the power of surrender to forces greater than the individual ego. At their highest expression, Kalagni natives embody the sacred flame of ultimate transformation. They teach that destruction is not the enemy of life, but its most profound servant, that only by releasing the false, the broken, and the expired can true vitality and spirit be reborn. Their journey is to become vessels of fearless renewal, burning away illusions and guiding the world through the necessary fires of truth and regeneration. D60, Shashtiamsha Principles, Dandayuta, Staff Weapon. Dandayuta, meaning staff weapon, symbolizes the soul's karmic duty to uphold discipline, order, and rightful authority through firmness and principle. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a destiny where maintaining structure, enforcing justice, and guiding others with clear moral force is central. Dan Dayuda represents the archetype of disciplined strength, the staff that supports, defends, and when needed, corrects without cruelty but with unshakable resolve. The nature of Dan Dayuda imparts qualities of responsibility, principled leadership, strategic control, and the ability to impose necessary boundaries. Individuals with planets placed in Dan Dayuda are often tasked with roles where fairness, firmness, and the ethical application of power are essential. Their lives tend to involve situations requiring them to take charge when chaos threatens, to set standards, and to act as pillars of order within their communities or professions. Talent-wise, Dan Dayuda natives excel in environments where clear judgment, disciplined action, and moral courage are necessary. They thrive in law, military service, administration, education, counseling, or any field requiring the enforcement of standards and the protection of structure. Their strength lies in their ability to embody authority with integrity, applying rules compassionately, but without compromising their core values. Professionally, individuals influenced by Dan Dayuda are drawn to leadership, law enforcement, governance, judiciary roles, or mentorship positions where guidance and accountability are crucial. They may also excel in fields that require precision, strategic decision-making, or protecting institutions from erosion, such as compliance officers, ethical watchdogs, or policy framers. They are often the steady hands that guide systems through periods of instability towards sustainable order. Challenges for Dan Dayuda natives include a potential for rigidity, authoritarianism, or insensitivity to nuance if discipline is enforced without compassion. They may also struggle with loneliness if their roles as enforcers of justice separate them emotionally from those they are tasked to protect or correct. Learning to temper authority with empathy and discipline with understanding is vital to fully realizing their soul's mission. The archetypal resonance of Dan Dayuda aligns with the guardian, the judge, and the mentor-warrior archetypes. Mythologically, it reflects figures like Yama, the cosmic judge, or Moses, who wielded the staff to guide his people with both firmness and divine authority. Psychologically, Dan Dayuda represents the soul's commitment to right action under karmic law, the principle that true power must serve order, not personal ego. At their highest expression, Dan Dayuda natives embody the sacred force of principled leadership. They teach that discipline is not cruelty, but care in its highest form, that enforcing standards is an act of service to a greater good. Their journey is to wield the staff of authority, not to dominate, but to guide, holding firm to truth, fostering growth through righteous structure, and embodying the timeless balance of strength with wisdom. Chudi 60, Shashtiamsha principles, Nirmala, stainless pure. Nirmala, meaning stainless or pure, symbolizes the soul's karmic resonance with clarity, integrity, and untainted perception. Within the D60 chart, this influence points toward a destiny rooted in the cultivation of purity, in thought, word, deed, and intention. Nirmala represents the luminous ideal of living without contamination by deceit, corruption, or selfish distortion, offering the world an example of transparency, sincerity, and unshakable moral foundation. The nature of Nirmala imparts qualities of honesty, straightforwardness, moral sensitivity, and a natural inclination towards simplicity and truthfulness. Individuals with planets placed in Nirmala are often distinguished by their inability to tolerate falseness, injustice, or moral decay. Their lives are defined by a persistent striving for purity, whether in personal character, work, relationships, or spiritual practices, and they instinctively gravitate toward paths that allow them to preserve and radiate this unblemished quality. Talent-wise, Nirmala natives possess a remarkable ability to bring clarity into confusion, to maintain ethical standards even under pressure, and to inspire trust through their authenticity. They excel in fields where transparency, moral integrity, and exacting standards are vital, such as ethics committees, education, research, justice, healthcare, or spiritual guidance. Their strength lies not in loud proclamations, but in the quiet, consistent embodiment of values that others can rely upon and admire. Professionally, individuals influenced by Nirmala thrive as teachers, healers, scientists, auditors, counselors, or leaders in fields that require incorruptibility and genuine commitment to truth. They may be drawn to minimalistic arts, holistic wellness, social activism for clean governance, or any arena where restoring purity, whether of systems, environments, or hearts, is a noble task. Their presence often acts as a purifying force, clarifying situations clouded by deceit or disorder. Challenges for Nirmala natives include perfectionism, intolerance for the inevitable flaws of others, or a tendency toward isolation when the surrounding environment does not match their internal standards. They may struggle with disillusionment, feeling alien in a world where impurity and compromise are often normalized. Learning to balance high ideals with compassion and to navigate imperfections without losing heart is crucial for their spiritual maturity. The archetypal resonance of Nirmala aligns with the innocent, the truth seeker, and the moral guardian archetypes. Mythologically, it echoes the essence of Sita in her unwavering purity, or Astraya, the virgin goddess of justice who withdrew from a corrupted world. Psychologically, Nirmala represents the soul's longing for incorruptibility, for living in such alignment with truth that life itself becomes a transparent mirror of the divine. At their highest expression, Nirmala natives embody the sacred light of untarnished truth. They teach that purity is not fragility, but immense strength, that clarity of conscience is a treasure greater than any worldly gain. Their journey is to live as beacons of transparency and trust, quietly healing the world's wounds of deception through the radiant, humble power of being unalterably true to the essence of goodness. D60, Shashtiamsha Principles, Saumya Gentle Repeated. Saumya, meaning gentle or benign, in its repeated presence within the D60 chart, amplifies the soul's dedication to peacemaking, healing, and emotional refinement. This second occurrence points to an even deeper karmic calling, not merely to embody gentleness, but to anchor it unwaveringly across multiple spheres of life, especially in environments where harshness, aggression, or conflict might otherwise prevail. Saumya thus signifies an enduring spiritual commitment to living through kindness and fostering harmony under all circumstances. The nature of Saumya imparts qualities of sweetness, quiet strength, emotional maturity, and a profound instinct for unity. Individuals with repeated Saumya influences often feel internally bound to the mission of creating peace, soothing tensions, and leading through compassion rather than force. Their lives are marked by a conscious or unconscious choice to reject cruelty, manipulation, or coercion, even when facing provocation or adversity. They seek to heal dissonance both within themselves and among others. Talent-wise, these natives possess an exceptional ability to mediate, nurture, and emotionally stabilize those around them. They excel in professions requiring emotional sensitivity, tactful negotiation, and patient caregiving, such as counseling, conflict resolution, diplomacy, holistic healing, education, or humanitarian work. Their strength lies in softening the sharp edges of the world, resolving discord, and offering a model of leadership based on heart-centered presence rather than hierarchical control. Professionally, individuals influenced by double Saumya thrive in roles that require emotional stewardship. Peace ambassadors, therapists, teachers, caregivers, mediators, and artists who foster beauty and unity. They may also be drawn to environments where healing fractured communities or tending to emotional wounds is the central focus. Their soul's work is not merely about preserving harmony, but actively restoring it where it has been broken. Challenges for Saumya natives include the risk of becoming overly passive, avoiding necessary confrontations, or being exploited for their gentleness. They may struggle with asserting themselves when boundaries must be drawn or decisions must be enforced. Learning that true compassion sometimes demands firm action, and that not every conflict can be resolved through softness alone, is vital for their empowerment and sustainable influence. The archetypal resonance of Saumya aligns with the peacemaker, the gentle healer, and the compassionate mediator archetypes. Mythologically, it reflects figures such as Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of infinite compassion, or Anahita, the soothing, life-giving goddess of healing waters. Psychologically, Saumya represents the soul's evolution toward unconditional benevolence, the ability to offer a sanctuary of kindness in a world often torn by fear and discord. At their highest expression, Saumya natives embody the sacred legacy of peace as a living force. They teach that gentleness is not a reaction to weakness, but a conscious, courageous choice, a transformative power that can heal divisions, restore hope, and nurture humanity's highest aspirations. Their journey is to weave threads of peace wherever they walk, leaving behind not just memories of kindness, but the deep enduring imprint of love made real through action. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Krura Krul. Krura, meaning cruel or pitiless, symbolizes the soul's entanglement with harshness, severity, and a karmic mandate to confront or embody ruthlessness in this lifetime. In the D60 chart, Krura points toward experiences that either demand or expose one to the unsparing, unfeeling aspects of existence, where mercy is scarce and survival requires sharp edges. The influence of Krura suggests that gentleness alone is insufficient in the arenas the soul is destined to navigate. Rather, a harder, colder temperament becomes a necessary armor against betrayal, injustice, or adversity. The nature of Krura imparts a stern, disciplined, and emotionally detached character. Individuals influenced by this force are often required to take decisive actions that prioritize duty, truth, or survival over emotional considerations. Their temperament is forged in the fires of necessity rather than sentiment. While they may appear harsh or unyielding, this exterior often conceals the burdens of difficult karmic tasks, where leniency would have meant failure. Talent-wise, Krura natives possess the rare ability to make difficult decisions without flinching, even when those choices involve pain, loss, or confrontation. They excel in professions where cold logic, detachment, and the ability to prioritize necessity over sentiment are critical. Fields such as surgery, military leadership, law enforcement, crisis management, debt recovery, or investigative journalism are natural outlets for this energy. Their strength lies in enduring what others cannot, and acting when softer hearts might falter. Professionally, those marked by Krura thrive in roles requiring unflinching judgment and clear-eyed realism. Whether administering justice, leading in high-stakes environments, or handling volatile negotiations, they carry the weight of decisive power. Their soul's work is often not to soothe or mend, but to cut through illusions, enforce hard truths, and sometimes be the necessary agent of endings and restructurings that pave the way for renewal. Challenges for Krura natives include the risk of becoming emotionally desensitized, excessively cynical, or callously indifferent to the suffering of others. They may also face isolation if their severity alienates companions and loved ones. Learning to temper cruelty with compassion without compromising necessary firmness is crucial. Recognizing that strength does not always require hardness and that mercy has its own power forms an essential part of their evolution. The archetypal resonance of Krura aligns with the shadow warrior, the ruthless enforcer, and the judge without fear or favor. Mythologically, it reflects figures such as Yama, the stern lord of death and justice, or Nemesis, the goddess of retribution. Psychologically, Krura represents the soul's mastery over emotional weakness, cultivating the ability to act with cold clarity when the situation demands, but also warning against the soul's erosion through unchecked severity. At their highest expression, Krura natives embody the sacred force of necessary severity tempered by wisdom. They teach that cruelty, when governed by conscience and wielded responsibly, can serve as a corrective force in a world that sometimes demands hard truths over comforting illusions. Their journey is to ensure that their sword of necessity is wielded with discernment, leaving behind not scars of bitterness, but the space for honest healing and regeneration.